Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens, the unholy and wholly uninformed Bible study podcast. I am your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
Doing great. That's some live editing stuff there with the microphone.
Daniel, you're doing some stereo panning, but we export the podcast in mono. So it's really just going to sound like you getting louder and quieter and louder and quieter.
I'm doing good. I feel like it's kind of fun and freeing just being you and me chatting. We're riding on the coattails of guests, coming in and our numbers going up, so we're just gonna like kind of coast by talking to each other's. But it's also fun because we're two pals who enjoy each other's company so much.
Daniel,
so
we're
that,
the best of pals.
Well, here's something I noticed the other day, and I'll try to be vague about this, and because I don't want to hurt any feelings, but we were at a gathering of people a while back, and there were some people from out of town who aren't like necessarily in the friend group, and I can notice sometimes, because we're all losers who only want to talk to each other all the time, that maybe we didn't have, it wasn't that we were ignoring anybody. I think we all hung out and had fun, but we tended to not have very many topics to like broach with people who aren't just us. It's like, I don't know about you, but I think we just have maybe a hard time making new friends. It's really just us.
Well, this is a particularly hard time for me to be in a social setting and be welcoming, because the political cycle in America right now is hot. It's very hot. And I might allude to it on the podcast here and then, but I try not to make this a political podcast. But when I'm at a party, man, all I want to talk about is politics. And when there's someone new at the party and I want to trash talk some candidates, I'm thinking, I might be trash talking their candidate. And
isn't
I know
that weird?
It is weird. And I actually had an experience at that party, Daniel, where I think I got a little too heated and a little too angry with one of our friends about about a former president, and regretted it later, but could not stop myself from being like, no, I see absolutely no moral core to this person, and I wish that he had died a terrible death while in office. That's not true. I didn't say that, and I don't wish anyone to die a terrible death in office. Well,
no, well, look, we don't need any calls. We don't need phone calls. We pay money to do this, so I don't need that kind of trouble.
What I mean is, I'm a terrible person to be around in general. But Daniel, you and I, we're the best of friends. We're always just giggling and laughing and working on this Bible podcast.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Fun.
We mentioned last episode that February was a great month for us download wise. I imagine us putting out these two solo episodes that don't have a guest, and everything just clearly tanking.
Just like, those episodes just do terrible numbers. No, I think people like us. They like And listen, if you look at some of the wave file or some of the audio files, we talk most of the time. We're really bad like hosts. We do a lot of the talking.
When we had Colin on from the podcast Normies Like Us, who is an excellent guest and also an excellent host, I looked at the waveforms, and yeah, it was like, so excited to have Colin on as a guest, and it's just you and I filling up most of the timeline, and then a few words from Colin here or there because we didn't shut up.
Which, but you know what, we're interesting. We're interesting. People like us.
Oi.
Oi is right. Let me tell you something. At that same party that I'm talking about, I snuck off with one of them left-hand cigarettes, and that somebody, I don't know why, but it was not mine, but I took it and I kept it.
No, someone was giving them out.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I had a head too many.
I thought I just found one in my pocket. you reminded me that I was like, wait, I think I got one too, and put it in a breast pocket somewhere.
Well, that's how I found it. The next morning, I felt inside my sweatpant pocket, and I was like, ooh, wait a minute. There we go. Anyhow, this is all to say, I was watching the Pokemons last night, and smoked only half of it, and I was going to try to be like a participant in the movie, and then we began watching another show.
What do you mean a participant in the movie?
I don't know, just watch and chat and have fun. But afterwards, I was just like, oh my God, oh my God. And I think I just kind of like me and the couch became one as we watched Pokemon and then a show about Boyle Heights and gentrification. And I just melted away. And it was nice.
If you don't live in Los Angeles, which I'm guessing most of our listeners do not, Boyle Heights is a neighborhood that is very, and rightfully so, like anti-gentrification. They have a clear identity, and they know what the fuck is up with gentrification, and they're like, stay out of here. And Daniel and I lived in East LA for a time, and I remember once going into a shop in Boyle Heights, which was like a cool, like Mexican heritage, like store with all this, like kind of like political leaning, like merchandise. And I walked in as a tall, lanky white dude, and the clerk was very clearly not happy to see me in there. he was like, don't you even try to buy one of these shirts, you asshole. And I was like, you are correct. I will leave.
It's a great show because but yeah, I really, when I was watching, I was like, yeah, that's I kind of felt that while being in that neighborhood. And it's fair because honestly, the way that they started raising rent prices there, we weren't going to be able to live there without there being seven people into a house. So it's I don't think I just realized that I don't think we're going to solve gentrification, but you could go watch the show Gentrified or Gentified. It's a good show.
Daniel, we're not going to solve anything. We're just going to continue to be mildly offensive as we, two white boys from the South, take on the Passover Part 2. This is Exodus 12, which we're splitting into two episodes because it's a long one. So we're going to pick up where we left off on the last episode. This has a subtitle, or just a, I keep calling them subtitles, Daniel. They're not subtitles. They're just like a heading stuck in the middle of the chapter in the New International Version. And this is called The Exodus. Mm. Here it is, the namesake, Daniel.
Yeah, yeah. This is the whole shebang-a-bang.
Well, I'm going to take it away. This is Exodus 12, verse 31. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, up, leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds, as you have said, and go. And also bless me. All right? The Egyptians urged...
That's actually, they didn't get this part in, but that's where the Lord sneezed. they just forgot to write that part in.
The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country, for otherwise, they said, we will all die. So the people took their dough before the yeast was added and carried it on their shoulders, kneading troughs wrapped up in clothing. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and they gave them what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians.
This part, when I was reading this part, I was like, oh, that's nice. It made them favorably disposed toward them, and they gave them what they want, and then it said they plundered them.
So, yeah, yeah.
So I did a little bit of research, and they robbed them, essentially. They're like, took their money as they were leaving, but people.
Yeah, they're all weeping over their dead children, and they're like, knock, knock, knock. Hey, can we have some gold?
Yeah. But the Quest Bible kind of defined it as that it being like maybe a ceremonial thing because they're going from slaves to free people. So they as a ceremonial thing, they gave them the gold and the silver. And I'm just like, I don't think so, Quest Bible. I think you're being a little Quest Bible right now.
I'm picking up with verse 37. The Israelites journeyed from Ramses to Succoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, besides the women and children. Many other people went up with them, and also large droves of livestock, both flocks and herds. With the dough the Israelites had brought from Egypt, they baked loaves of unleavened bread. The dough was without yeast because they had been driven out of Egypt and did not have time to prepare food for themselves. Now the length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was about 430 years. At the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. Because the Lord kept vigil that night to bring them out of Egypt, on this night all the Israelites are to keep vigil to honor the Lord for the generations to come. Well, this is a point where I wish we weren't just two dumb white guys. Does that mean you stay up all through the night on one of the days of Passover? Because that would be rad. I love holidays that are like stay up late.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I'm trying to look up now. Yeah, there's nothing in the Quest Bible. Yeah, I should have researched that point. But yeah, no, like you stay up all night. Maybe you just burn candles.
Or look out your windows a lot.
Yeah, like that. I mean, it'd be like you just. Two people would be doing the same thing on that day. It would be people observing Passover and anyone who is on meth. You know, they would be up all night looking out the windows.
Well, Daniel, should I just finish this out and we'll talk after?
Yeah.
Because this next chunk is interesting. It's got another little heading here, Passover restrictions.
Yeah, that's cool.
Verse 43, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, these are the regulations for the Passover meal. No foreigner may eat it. Any slave you have bought may eat it after you have circumcised him, but a temporary resident or a hired worker may not eat it. It must be eaten inside of the house. Take none of the meat outside of the house. Do not break any of the bones. The whole community of Israel must celebrate it. A foreigner residing among you who wants to celebrate the Lord's Passover must have all the males in his household circumcised. Then he may take part like one born in the land. No uncircumcised male may eat it. The same law applies to both the native-born and to the foreigner residing among you. All the Israelites did just what the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. And on that very day, the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt by their divisions. The end. Daniel, this always... really is... What?
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, this really is like a union. Like, it seems like joining the Israelites is like joining a union. You get those 7 days off. But your union dues are your foreskin, baby. Yeah. Got to pay up right away.
Yeah, you have to pay up and pay up big time.
I mean, I guess if you get your foreskin cut off, you're less likely to jump ship afterward. You know, like it is like a pretty clear sign of devotion to something to have that very painful operation done.
There's definitely some sunk cost in that situation.
Yeah. And you're never going to get away with it later. Like, if you are a foreigner and you're like, hey, I'm Jewish now, and then you leave, you're going to have to do some explaining later at some point in your life.
It's like, why did you do that? It's like, why did you? I do have a quick logistical question. Tell me what you think. And again, I don't know why you would know. But it said, any foreigner who's visiting you can eat with them, but he must have all the men in his household circumcised. Now, what if it's, let's just say it's a father who is visiting a friend on Passover and all of his family is living somewhere else. They're not necessarily visiting. Does he just have to like call home, or in this situation, maybe send a pigeon home, say, look, all you gotta have to be circumcised so I can have this meal over on this side of town?
Daniel, I think this is from a time where really only the patriarch of a family mattered to anyone at all. Like, I feel like these instructions are only to be read and cared about by the patriarch of a family, hence mm-hmm. the, like, them not even counting the women and the children.
Yeah.
So I feel like there wasn't a lot of just traveling without bringing your whole family with you. Or if there was even, it's like, yeah, you got to get everyone, including your slaves, circumcised if you want to have this sweet unleavened bread.
Yeah, and some of this lamb.
That's what I think, but could be wrong. I mean, of course I could be wrong. I'm usually wrong.
Most likely we're wrong. The Bible always does this where they throw in just right at the end, oh, yeah, quick one, just quick thing. There's some rules, and yep, no, you got it. It's a circumcision. Don't forget about the circumcision.
I mean, it's something that wasn't brought up a lot when I was younger. It's something that I am circumcised, so for my entire life, I have without foreskin. Check out our Instagram. We're at HostedPod on Instagram. I'll be sharing pictures of that cut dong. But yeah, it's a weird thing. It is. It's very clearly outlined as being an important. And look at this. Look, so was the Passover. So was observing the 7 days and eating unleavened bread. Clearly, mm-hmm. Christians forsaken that, threw all that out the window. Don't care about it. But circumcision is a big enough of a deal that even in a very secular society, and I get that sometimes people do it for quote unquote hygiene reasons now,
mm-hmm.
but I think really this is just to show that even those people who go to church just on Easter and like Christmas Eve or whatever, I think if you're leaning Christian at all, if you want to call yourself a Christian, you're probably getting your sons circumcised.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a tradition that's carried on because of that repetition, man. It comes up over and over and over again as like the most important thing when being a man of faith is to make sure you don't have that extra dick skin.
Yeah. It's like that above all else. You can even eat shrimp and wear polyester, but you have to get that Southern surgery done. Like it's necessary.
Southern surgery sounds like a really bad pop punk band that came out of the South.
Yeah. It's a punk band that has a slide guitar or whatever.
Yeah, it's like they do Blink 182 covers, but they sound more like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And also, Lynyrd Skynyrd, another euphemism for circumcision. It's getting your Lynyrd Skynyrded.
Yeah.
Daniel, we finished Exodus chapter 12. There's a lot here. We have some of the first time the Lord is laying down very specific law. He's creating his own holiday. He's killing people without mercy. There's a great wailing in the land because every household in Egypt experiences a death. This is he tests the gods of Egypt. This is brutal. And also something we didn't mention last episode, God almost admits that there are gods of Egypt. He's not saying that those gods don't exist. He's like, I'm going to go challenge those motherfuckers. he's not yet like, I am the only God. I am the one true God. He's like, nah, man, I'm the God of you guys, and I'm about to show the Egyptian gods what's up.
Yeah, I'm going to go give them a what for.
So there's a lot happening here, Daniel. What do you rate this chapter on 1 to 5 stars?
You know,
and also, sorry, Daniel, I'm interrupting you. But before I forget, I think we should change our rating scales to be less of a clear mimic of the Doughboys at some point in time.
I mean, it's a good rating scale.
A lot of people use 1 to 5 stars.
What? Well, I mean, to be fair, and it gets changed, but there are 1 to 5 forks.
That's true. And we've never been clever enough to come up with a consistent way to rate Bible chapters that isn't stars.
We always make it a laugh-em-ups every time, you know.
And our audience is just rolling on the floor anytime we're like, This time we're going to rate it on 1 to 5 slaughtered lambs, man. The hee-haws just never stop. I can hear them on the other side of the headphones.
They're truly guffaws. You know what? This chapter is great. I think, you know, I feel like because we do this every week and then we forget about the rating until the end. And so, like, I'm not really thinking about it in those terms. But yeah, though, there's a lot of cool things here. It's fun to these chapters are kind of really what we started doing this podcast for. One was we thought it would be an easy way to get famous. And secondly, we thought that, you know, we'd come across stories that are famous that we've been hearing all of our lives and actually read what is actually there. Like, get actually not just hear like the distorted version that we got in church. So it's fun. It's fun. And we never really talked about Passover in my church. So this one's great. I'm going to give it a 4.5 stars.
In an effort, one, to honor the content of the chapter, which is broad and intense and interesting and brutal, and also in an effort to admittedly be someone who doesn't have a huge cultural connection to this chapter or to the Passover. Daniel, I'm giving it 4.75 stars.
Nice.
Well, we did it, Daniel. The experts that we are,
made it through.
Went through and digested Exodus chapter 12. I'm excited because the next episodes we're gonna have more guests.
Yeah,
Adam's not gonna screw up again. But it's been nice doing two episodes with you, Daniel. Old school, sure. How we used to do it.
Yeah,
just the two of us.
Just you and me in the trenches, duking it out, figuring out what we're going to do. I think it's fun. But, yeah, we got some fun guests coming up, even more. A return of our buddy Schaefer soon. You know, we'll have some new faces, always some new faces.
We got Geneva coming up. We got Brady coming back. We got Andrew coming on.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of this shit on the way from us here at Reading Heathens. You can find us on Instagram at hostedpod. You can email us hostedpod@gmail.com. You can see us on Twitch, twitch.tv/hostedpod. We got Schaefer's cooking show, Lightning Hot. We got Daniel's 3D printing show, Beating the Devil. Is that correct, Daniel?
Yeah.
I always get confused. Is it Beat the Devil or Beating the Devil?
Beating the Devil. The Devil with Daniel, where we 3D print and we try to be happy. That's the idea. You know.
Well, thanks everybody. Thanks so much for listening. I'm gonna go spend the rest of my Sunday back in bed. Being sad with my Nintendo Switch.
Well, you know what? I'll say live on the podcast, Adam, you know what? Why don't you, instead of getting in bed, why don't you just strap on those Larry Bird shorts you like to wear, put on those old stinky tennis shoes, and and go on a little run around in the sunshine. Today in Los Angeles, it's a nice cool 60 degrees with some overcast with a little bit of sunlight. So you get like a little heat from the sun and then a nice chilly breeze come blowing through.
Daniel, that's a nice idea. I really appreciate it. How about with your Sunday? You go and fuck yourself.
That's fair.
We'll catch you next time on the next episode of Reading Heathens. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You must learn to join the dance.